Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about why sex isn't always the answer to the challenges you are facing in your marriage.
Rebecca Trotter had this to say about questions and answers. She said, "The answers you have are only as good as the questions you've asked." And that's especially true when it comes to questions in your marriage. We're going to be digging deep into that in today's show. But before we go there, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this week's hug is brought to you by FreshBooks. What's one thing we entrepreneurs and small business owners always seem to be in short supply of? Time. There's a lot to do and never enough time to get it all done. The good news is our friends over at FreshBooks feel your pain and are ready to help you reclaim some of your precious time. FreshBooks is a super simple invoicing solution that lets you create and send professional looking invoices in seconds. But invoicing is only the beginning. FreshBooks also makes managing your expenses, staying on top of who owes you what, and tracking your time the easiest part of your day. If your business keeps you on the move, don't worry. The FreshBooks mobile app can keep up. You can use the camera on your phone to capture your receipts, and FreshBooks will create your expense reports for you. Got questions? Contact the award-winning FreshBooks support team and get help from real live humans. No phone tree, no let me escalate that, no I'll get back to you, just helpful service at the drop of the hat. So go and check it out at gofreshbooks.com/one.
And that is gofreshbooks.com/one.
Yes. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last week I messed up the URL, so I just want folks to know that it is at gofreshbooks.com/one.
Got it. So this came in on an email and said, "I recently happened on your podcast while looking for something to listen to on the way to work. I have been extremely impressed at what you do and can't get enough."
Cool.
"I started off with the most recent podcast and realized I needed to get caught up and started in the beginning. Currently just finished episode 7. My wife and I have been married for going on 8 years. We met in middle school, so we've been in a relationship for about 18 years.
Wow.
We have two small children. For the past few years, we've had various issues. However, the past year has been the worst. We've had a lot of trials thrown at us, and I've not reacted well. I've not been the most attentive and loyal husband. My wife, however, is the most patient and loving person I know, but she's at the end of her rope. Finding your podcast was a blessing. I plan on talking with her about much of the content I've heard and hope to make the best of our time remaining in our current location. I'm not in a place where I want to be, and for once feel there is a chance we can come back from this."
Awesome.
"Thank you so much for what you do."
Awesome. Love it.
Oh my gosh. Those are the stories. Those are the stories, you know, that message of hope. And that's what happens when you guys share the One Extraordinary Marriage show with your friends. You get the opportunity to share hope. Just like this guy, you know, things haven't been good for a long time. And all of a sudden he's got this lifeline through the podcast. And that's what a lot of you do when you share the show or when you put a review up in iTunes. So we just want to thank you for being our ambassadors to spreading the message that marriage is doable. And marriages cannot just survive, but thrive. So thank you to each and every one of you that spreads the word. So this whole idea, as we're jumping into today's show about sex not being the answer, actually launched out of a couple of conversations that I had independently of each other last week. I was driving my son, my middle school son, to school one morning, and we got the radio on, just, you know, local radio station, and there was this girl who was talking about a dating show or talking about going on a second date, and she was sharing on the radio, morning radio, that the reason she didn't want to go on a second date with this guy was because she had slept with him on the first date and didn't want him to think of her in that way. So of course this becomes a total teachable mom moment about sex on the first date and all this different kinds of stuff. But all of a sudden we got into this really amazing conversation about sex early in relationships. And then I was, you know, having another conversation with somebody else talking about, you know, their long-term relationship and just the struggles they faced, partly because they literally jumped into bed very, very early on in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the time that they would have spent getting to know each other, they were already having sex, mm-hmm. and having that emotional and physical intimacy without getting to know each other.
Right.
The same thing that girl was concerned about.
Right. And Elise and I can raise our hands here. So when we talk about this, sex is not always the answer. We can raise our hands because shortly after we met, you know, it was probably 2 weeks mm-hmm. after we met that we kissed, and probably within
2 weeks
after that, that we had sex. So within a month of us meeting each other, we were already jumping in bed having sex, and can attest to the issues mm-hmm. and the difficulty working on the relationship or in the relationship together at a different level, and not allowing just, you know, something happens, let's just have sex and let's just, you know, take care of it.
Right.
You know, let's let that take care of it, but we're really not talking to each other. We're not really discussing really the main things that need to happen. We're going to allow this physical, hot, passionate time together sort of, hopefully, you know, just blanket that and we'll just move on nicely, which we learned over the years does not happen.
Well, and like I was sharing with my son, because we speak very candidly with our kids about sex and just giving it a framework. And you know, one of the things I was telling him was the fact that, you know, sex does feel good. Like, I'm not going to lie to my kid, you know, tell him it doesn't feel good. But at the same time, when that's where you start the relationship, you don't ever, I won't say ever, but it becomes more complicated. It becomes more laborious to then go back and like learn how to have a conversation with each other,
mm-hmm.
right? To learn how you spend time together when the first thing, one of the first things that you've done is just jump into bed. You know, you don't have those other connections. You have, you know, a very strong physical connection, right? But, you know, it's like I told Alex, I'm like, but you don't know anything about the person.
Right.
Right? Except that, you know, they're great in bed and that's good and it's important. But the truth of the matter is, and I know a lot of you listening to this show know this, there are seasons in your marriage when, be it due to, you know, geographical distance, be it due to health issues, be it due to pregnancy or whatnot, you're not having sex. Mm-hmm. Right? And so then if that's what your relationship was based on and you're not having it, what do you have? Right? And a lot of you know what I'm talking about because a lot of you have this disconnect in your marriage. You have this drift that's been going on. You're struggling with your communication because maybe that wasn't an area that you worked on early on in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like you said, you know, like Tony was saying a few minutes ago, where, you know, you use sex as the answer, right? Well, things aren't going well. Let's just have sex.
Right.
It's a Band-Aid.
Right. And we're here to tell you that had you had sex prior to marriage, or if it's one of the first things that you did, you can still have an extraordinary marriage. Believe me, we've been there. And for those of you even who waited until marriage to have sex, some of you have, you know, you're so excited for that time, and it's truly awesome. You have sex, and then that's what you guys go to as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's your go-to, and you talk about it, or maybe, you know, you're frustrated with it a little bit, and so it's used in a way where the emotional intimacy isn't able to come out.
Right, because for a marriage to be, you know, going beyond surviving and really getting into that thriving part, it has to be, all of the intimacies have to be working. Right? You have to have your emotional intimacy. You have to have your recreational intimacy. You have to have your financial intimacy, your spiritual and your emotional. You have to have all of these things happening. And you have to have the physical.
Mm-hmm.
But if you only have one of those, and right now we're just talking about, you know, sex being the only one. But let's say you only had financial intimacy. Like, you guys could talk about your finances and everybody's on the same page and hooray. But that's the only thing you're talking about. You got a broken wheel. The rest of your marriage isn't working.
Or it may have been that sex was always the answer and now you're not having sex anymore and both of you are frustrated.
Sure.
Right? Because that was your go-to. Sex was the answer. Sex was, hey, we got an argument, we had sex.
Makeup sex. Everybody's heard about it.
Right. And now you're in a season of life where you're not having sex and arguments are coming up or disagreements are coming up, and now you don't have the makeup sex. So where do you go? What do you do? Is there frustration? Is there just, you know, more of a flare-up that's happening? Is there a disconnect that's happening? And so that's what we really want to discuss here today, is that sex isn't always the answer. There are other tools, other things that you need to be doing in your marriage, so that way when you get into those places, you don't go right to sex. You go to the things that are going to really connect you guys. They're going to bond you guys in a way that allows your sexual intimacy, when you do it, to be even more explosive, more fun, more exciting.
Well, because at its very core, the physical intimacy is a form of emotional intimacy.
True. Yes.
And
yes.
So, you know, having both the physical component to that and the emotional component, being able to speak to your spouse
during sex.
Well, before and during and after.
Yeah.
You know, that it's not just like this purely physical thing. It's just like, I just need your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I want to be with you. I desire you. I enjoy you. I mean, whatever words you want to use. I mean, we're working through the Rescue My Marriage Today program right now with an amazing group of couples. And you know, one of the worksheets that they did was on having these different words to describe their emotions. And it's been so amazing that as couples learn to deepen their emotional intimacy, how many more tools they have at their disposal, because it isn't just like, well, let's just fix this with sex.
Right.
Right. Let's fix this with a conversation. Let's fix this with, like, let's go have a walk. Let's go take a walk. Let's go sit out at the park. Let's play a game, right? Let's not get behind our phones and just do a quick text message to each other. You know, we did that show a few weeks ago. Texting is not talking, you know, because you have to have, for a marriage to go the distance, you have to have the emotional intimacy. And it's going to look different for my marriage with Tony to your marriage with your husband or wife to the, you know, the neighbor down the street. But the two of you have got to have the strongest emotional intimacy that you can possibly have. And if this is an area that you've been struggling in, you need to check out He Zigs, She Zags. Get your communication on the same path. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. But this is a program that Tony and I, you know, it came out of us learning how to speak to each other in our marriage. It came out of trial and error. It came out of us realizing, you know what, if we don't know how to do this stuff, there are probably other couples that don't know how to do this stuff. There are probably couples that like jump into conversations the minute somebody opens the front door. Not a good thing to do. There are couples that don't know how to be vulnerable, right? And so we incorporated all of these different components of that emotional intimacy into one program. Because like I said, when your emotional intimacy is firing, then, you know, you can have the physical intimacy, you can have the sexual intimacy, but it's not the only answer. Right? Because at any point in time in your marriage, you guys know, I mean, if you've been married more than 24 hours, you know that not every day looks like the day before, right? Some days the emotional intimacy is firing on all cylinders. Some days the physical intimacy is like off the charts amazing. And some days it's not. Some days you wake up and you're just kind of in a cranky mood. And everything your spouse does just sort of makes you irritated. Right? We've all had those days. I know. I'm not the only one. A few of you are smiling right now. A few of you are grinning. A few of you are just like, oh yeah, that was today.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's our life. That's your life. And so we've got to have more than one answer to any problem in our marriage, to any challenge, because you're going to face these challenges. You know, I mean, I know we were talking about this in a show. I think it might have been last week. You know, where we were in our 20s, looks different than where we are in our 40s. The questions aren't the same and the answers aren't the same, right? You bring children into your marriage. The sex answer isn't always going to look the same as it did before you had kids in your marriage, right? When you could like run around your home naked at the, you know, whenever you wanted to, no big deal. You know, you have kids, the sex answer gets a little more complicated because guess what? They can hear you unless you have the ecotones,
right?
Sound and sleep machine. And then it's a lot harder for them to hear you. But Tony laughs because we were just talking about the ecotones earlier today. But, you know, that's a different solution, right? Because all of a sudden you now have like these extra beings in your house. You know, so you've got to work on these different components. Your marriage, guys, your marriage is not one dimensional.
Well, and I want to bring up the fact that if you are a couple that had gone to sex, you know, to take care of the issue, you know, we had an argument, we went to sex, you know, we had a disagreement, we went to sex, you know, and then you wouldn't bring up that conversation ever again. You would just push it under the rug. And now you're at a point where those disagreements are coming up again.
That's right.
And due to possible disconnect, due to, you know, just lack of interest, the sex isn't there to make it better. And so what you're finding is that you're more frustrated. You're more, you know, agitated. And we're just here to shine the light on what's going on, because you may not have seen it yet. You may not have put the dots together. You may not have been able to connect those dots. And we have seen in our own marriage, this was the place we were at. You know, it was very, very easy to just, you know, have that argument, have that, you know, that discussion that wasn't really going either of our ways, and just have sex and not talk about it, brush it under the rug. But as years have gone by and times have changed and in the seasons of our marriage, we've learned that sex can't be the answer every single time. Because like we said at the top of the show, it is hot, it is passionate, it is glorious, it feels great. And yet, when we were taking those disagreements and not addressing them and only going straight to sex, we weren't growing as people. We weren't growing in our marriage. Our marriage wasn't thriving any. It was when we realized, as Lisa said, you know, going through like he zigs, she zags, and pulling apart the communication, the emotional intimacy, that's when, you know, those disagreements, they would happen. And there was a pause in between the disagreement, argument, frustration, and sex. And that was us being able to connect emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Us being able to discuss that in a, you know, and I want to say in an adult way, right? This isn't a childlike, I'm stomping my feet and I'm not going to listen. We're going to sit here and we're going to work through these areas, be able to discuss what the actual issue is, hopefully resolve it. And maybe it's, if it's not resolved, at least we've given ourselves a starting point to go, okay, at least we know we're not just brushing this under the rug with sex and then it's going to come back to bite us in the butt maybe later on.
Well, absolutely, because you know, when you go strictly to the physical, you're not solving your challenges. You're putting a Band-Aid on them. Right? And you're saying, I mean, really, that's what it is. You're like, okay, well, I don't want to deal with it. It's an avoidance strategy for a lot of couples. I don't want to do.
And we can raise our hand because
we've done it.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to do the heavy lifting of having maybe a confrontational conversation. I don't want to have an argument. I don't like, let's just pacify this. Let's just make it all better. You know, all better, have sex. And then, you know, you wonder like 2 weeks later, like, why are we fighting about the same thing? Well, if you don't ever solve it, you're going to keep fighting about it. Plain and simple. You know, if you don't come to some kind of resolution, some kind of understanding, some kind of compromise between the two of you, then guess what? It's going to come up.
It's going to come up. It has to.
It's not resolved.
Right.
And so anything that's not resolved, it's like a splinter that just keeps, you know, like bugging you. You can't see it, but it's there. And you're like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? And so it just keeps coming back. And so, you know, when you've got these unresolved issues in your marriage, now some of them are the ones that you just kind of live with, right? Like, you know, the fact that I have piles in our house, you know, Tony gets to a point where that's not good anymore. And he tells me and I clean up and, you know, we each have our own things, right?
That's called grace.
But then you have the bigger issues, right? Like, and my piles honestly are not a solvable with sex type of thing.
Right.
I mean, it's majorly inconsequential in the overall scheme of things.
Well, I want to share something here though, real quick, is, you know, over the course of the 6+ years that we've been doing the show here, there have been honestly times where Lisa and I have gotten on the show upset at each other, not in a good place at all, where through the course of the show, we've been able to discuss, you know, resolve what was you know, which was irritating either one of us, you know, causing us frustration, able to go through that in 30 minutes, talk within 30 minutes and be, no kidding, get the kids to bed, let's have sex. Because it was through that discussion, it was through that process, right, where we were sharpened. Each of us were sharpened to understand where we were coming from, to resolve it. And sometimes we didn't resolve it. Sometimes, you know what, we've come to the place where we're just like, you know what, we're gonna just stop this right now, because we still have more to talk about. But we're so close in those moments that the physical connection is vital, I would almost say.
Mm-hmm. Well, know? And it's so funny because you say that, and I can think of a few massive fights that we had prior to getting on the show. And I just remember thinking, well, we've got a podcast, like the show has to go up tomorrow. We have to record this. And, you know, knowing for us how vital this 30 minutes is. And, you know, a lot of people think when you're having a disagreement that it's gotta be this huge, you know, 3 hour plus conversation going round and round and round and round. No. You can be concise. State your points. Don't use any extra words. Even those of you that like to use a lot of words, your spouse can't handle that many words. So chop off like half the words you want to use. And I say that out of love, because I work with a lot of clients that like to use a lot of words. And so we work on just being more precise and concise in your words. But here's the thing. If we can do it in 30 minutes, guys, you can too. Right? And then all of a sudden you have a different tool to use. You have the strengthened emotional intimacy, which, like I said earlier in the show, leads to strengthened physical intimacy. Because if you're not using sex as your answer all the time, guess what? You get to go into that sexual experience with no weight on that action whatsoever. Right? It doesn't become like, okay, this has got to be like over the top amazing because it has the weight of our problems on it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, this sex better be good so that we forget what we were fighting about. No, if you resolve the fight, if you resolve the conflict, and then you just go have amazing sex, then guess what? It just gets to be amazing sex.
Well, in that moment, if that's off your plate, off your head, you can truly just unwind in that moment. And not harbor anything, not hold back. You know, believe me, Elise and I have had sex after these disagreements, and it's a different deal altogether. You know, I think you guys could, you know, relate to us, where you're just lying there. Maybe just like, just do this, let's get it over with. Or you may be like, I want to be here, and yet I'm just frustrated. And for a guy, sometimes that can lead to, you know, delayed ejaculation, the inability to ejaculate because there's stress. There's all this going on in his mind. For the woman, it's just the, you know what, just get this over with. And it's truly our desire for each of you in your marriage to cherish that time together, because it is amazing. And through, like, learning he zigs, she zags, and the modules in there and the tips that we give, you're able to like release that stuff, work through that stuff. Mm-hmm. So when you do get into your bedroom, you're going, okay, we can just be together and not allow this heavy cloud, you know, into our room. It doesn't need to come in here. And that is where, you know, you can really just start cheering each other on and going, look it, the reason we're willing to press through right now and get our communication, get our emotional intimacy on the same page, on the same path, is because we know when we go into that bedroom, the fireworks are going to be there. The fireworks are going to be there because we don't have this cloud over our lives anymore. We can let it go and enjoy this time together. I mean, having gone through this in our own lives and in our own marriage, there is such a joy that comes out of being able to have sex with Elisa where that is not even the case. The ability for us to be free, open, honest in those moments allows both of us to truly, climax in a way that I couldn't have. And I don't know if you can speak for yourself, but I couldn't have when it was just like, let's just make up sex and it's still on my mind.
Well, because you're distracted.
Right.
I mean, when you've got something else on your mind, you're distracted. And so it's a totally different experience. And, you know, I'm just sitting here listening to you speak and just thinking about all of those times where, you know, we weren't connected emotionally, when we didn't really have strong emotional intimacy, and all of those times when I think in my own mind, I just kind of questioned, you know, what are we doing here? And is this ever going to work? Mm-hmm. And, you know, is the only, you know, there were times, quite honestly, when, you know, and our sex life wasn't even that great. You've heard us talk about it on many, many shows. The first 10, 11 years, it was not that great. And, you know, just remember, I remember thinking, like, do we have anything here? Right? If all we're leaning on to solve our problems is our sex life, and our sex life is nothing to write home about, then what do we have?
Right.
And I want to say right now to all of you listening that maybe you're in that same spot is that you can create transformation in your marriage. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be stuck in this place. You don't have to be frustrated by it. That's where you are right now. It doesn't have to be where your future is.
Right.
Right. So, you know, we mentioned He Zigs, She Zags. Get your communication on the same path. You can go to HeZigsSheZags.com to check that out. And some of you may be thinking, you know what? Like, we need more. We need one-on-one. And I will tell you, you know, I'm working with couples all over the world right now for whom this is their real struggle, right? Sex is the answer for them, and they don't have a lot of other answers in their toolbox, a lot of other solutions. And so if you think that you're at the point now where you're like, you know, we need a third party. We need a coach in this. Then I'm going to encourage you to go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching and just learn more. Take that next step, because here's the thing. You don't have to be stuck, mm-hmm. right? There's nothing that says you have to be stuck in your marriage. There's nothing that says sex is going to be like, it's either going to work for you guys or it's not. And that's the only tool that you've got in your toolbox. Start making the changes that you need to have a full toolbox, to have intimacy on all levels, so that when something comes up in your finances, you're like, oh, we know what we got to do. We got to sit down and have a conversation about money.
Right.
Right. If something comes up, you know, in your spiritual intimacy, oh, what are we going to do? You know what? We probably need to pray together, or we need to, you know, reach out to our small group, or we need to, you know, whatever's in that toolbox.
Right.
You know, but it's, marriage isn't one-dimensional, and your toolbox of solutions should not be one-dimensional either.
Right, right. No, I just, the expectation, the expectancy of where you want to be in your marriage needs to shift, right? There needs to be a shift where you're going, okay, where are we going to go? What are we going to do now? Because if sex has always been the answer, and you're in the same place you've been over and over and over again, and you're frustrated, then it's time to take that leap of faith, that step out of the box. It's time to take action, move forward, right? Because honestly, if you're doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results, it's a definition of insanity. And believe me, having been there, knocking our heads against the wall, we realize that that's not where we wanted to be. And we know, because we talked to so many of you guys, that's not where you want to be. So take action. Instead, in that heated moment, even before that heated moment, begin to discuss with each other, hey, you know what? If we get into an argument, we're not going to just run to sex to tie it over and be all good and done with it. We're going to have another plan of attack. We're going to have another action plan set up and ready for us. So when that does happen, we're ready. Not saying that you don't have sex. I mean,
oh yeah, don't take the sex out of your toolbox.
No, we're not saying that. What we're saying is that there is a reprieve. There's a peace in between the disagreement and sex that allows you guys to fully connect emotionally, take that off of your plate. So that way, when you are having sex together, you're fully engaged in that moment and not allowing other things to hamper you, be on you and cause disengagement, right? Which then causes more frustration, right? And then it just keeps on going. So we're going to encourage you guys this week to really look at that. If that's something that you've always gone to, and maybe you're looking at it going, wow, we have. You know, this is the week. Talk about it. Discuss it together. How you are going to use maybe a word or something that's going to allow you guys to engage emotionally before you go jumping right into bed.
So good.
Yeah. So we love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week. You know, come on back to the show notes. You can grab all the links of shows, He Zigs, She Zags, and gofreshbooks.com/1 is there as well. We hope to hear from you guys. Leave comments, share, let us know if this is something that you've dealt with in your own marriage, because we share this and you being able to share it impacts other marriages in the one family. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week.